Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. As my father would have said, much obliged. I'm glad to have our good friend Bob Nagin back on the show. Bob is a longtime, more than 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of the Mackinac Kite Company. The man used to sell kites 12 months out of the year, folks. I want to listen to that kind of a retail mind when he talks, and so we do around here. And for a long time now, he's been running, he and his lovely wife Susan have been running a company called Whiz Bang Training, helping people just like you in retail. If those of you who are out there on Main Street doing the retail thing, he's been helping you, and they're the author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, and he's our good friend Bob Nagin. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm obliged to be here.
Much obliged.
Hey, much obliged.
Bob, and as we were coming into your segment, I was telling the audience, I got back on my main soapbox, which is about saying thank you, about showing customers how much you appreciate them. And I said to them that when a customer comes in and gives you their money, and you give them their stuff and their change, before they got to you, they turned right to come to you, but they could have turned left and gotten the same stuff. And the only reason why next time they come by this way, they would turn right again is not because of your stuff. It's because of the experience you gave them. And it could be as simple as not saying, there you go, but instead saying, thank you.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, it's interesting, Jim, because, as you know, all I do is work with independent retailers. So I've been thinking about, you know, value a lot. And, you know, the whole customer experience, that's a value thing, right? It's something that people find value. But, I just was in Florida, and I was speaking to some group of uniform, you know, they sell hospital scrubs and work uniforms to people. Retailers.
That's about as commodity as it gets, isn't it?
Well, that is exactly right. That is exactly right. And so when you start to think about value, a lot of people just think price. But price is only one thing that people find valuable. So if you're on Main Street, whether you have a pool supply company or a service or anything like that, you know, what you have to do is you have to create an experience that's more valuable than price or convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, you know, really what I'm starting to talk about a lot is a concept called WWMCW. And it stands for what would my customer want?
Right.
And just start everything you do in your business. Say, what would my customer want?
That's exactly
except
right.
Price, yep. Except for price. But the other thing that I know is that most people don't want the best deal. They just want a good deal. So if you can give them a fair price and an amazing experience, they're yours for life.
Well,
do you agree with that?
This is the thing that I always do is I connect this to success, Bob, just like you do, because if you can create an experience, they'll come back and pay you more than the person they would have turned left to get. It's amazing because remember, folks, you don't have to conquer the world to be successful as a small business. You just have to find enough people who want your special sauce, want the experience with you, and there are enough people out there who will pay your price to get that experience, and that means bigger margins, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, so it's
and bigger margins means profits, and profits means sustainability, and sustainability means, you know, you're in the south of France in 30 years.
Or next year, one of our clients, you know, we just started going through the whole process. And last year, for the first time in many years, took a 4-week vacation in Italy. And she was like, "Wow, this is amazing." It's like, yes, if you do it right, you can do that out of a small retail business. But, you know, that whole thing, you're absolutely right. It's about creating that great value. And if you do that, you can raise your prices, you know, and people find it interesting because I teach a couple of different things.
Let's talk about some specific things. My big hot button is when somebody hands me my stuff and says, and this has become epidemic.
It has. I know it's
epidemic. And they say, there you go.
Absolutely. I'm glad, as if to say,
okay, you know, if you must come in, I mean, here you go. Don't let the door hit you in the backside on the way out, you know, whatever.
But, you know, I think that is interesting too, Jim. Though, when you look at it, a lot of people, when they say that, they think they're saying thank you.
I know. That's what I'm. Yes, a lot. So they don't. They don't know that they're supposed to do it. I really do believe that the millennials don't know that they're supposed to do that.
Right. And when you hire millennials, it becomes your job to train them back.
Yep. You have to do that.
And, you know, so I do a lot of retail sales training. And I have a process called the 6 steps to the perfect purchase. And step 6 is thank you. But it's thank you. And so, there's, you know, when I teach it, there's this big section. And I do it, you know, and I get on a high horse like you are on a high horse about, look. There you go. Have a nice day is not thank you. You need
right.
to express gratitude.
Your grandmother says have a nice day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you say thank you, and you say please, and you say you're welcome. Yeah, but, you know, it's all the little things that make all the difference.
Well, and the thing, one of the things we've lost is some of the gentility of conversation over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But this is primal. People, this is something just like hearing your name. Nobody doesn't want to be for somebody to say thank you when you've done something for them, like giving them your business. Nobody doesn't want that.
Right,
Bob. I need a website.
Sure. There's two websites actually. One is Whiz Bang Training with an H, WHIZBANG, Whiz Bang Training, and the other, if any of your listeners are retailers, is the RetailSalesAcademy.com.
Which you've been working on for quite a while, and when we come back after this message, will you tell us a little bit about that?
I'd be happy to.
Folks, I want you to know about this because Bob's been working hard. He and Susan have been working hard on this online program for a long time, and it's good stuff, and it could be the difference in you succeeding or not. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.